All right, you can start whenever you want.
All right.
That's why I asked you to build.
Where are we? What's the date here? Okay. All right, well, let's get started. I'd like to call to order this hearing of the Four Point Channel Lamarck District Commission for Thursday, April 11, 2019. And present are Commissioners Rohde, Karoff, and myself, Beriducci. The first item is application 19.946. It's 12 Thompson Place. And the work is at front canopy to install signage. So I guess you guys are the ones.
Hi, my name is Joseph Buchholz. I'm a Sunshine Sign, and I represent Colite, who's the manufacturer of the sign. And attached, this is the plan of the sign.
Okay.
We are looking to do, it's fairly simple and straightforward. This is an existing sign, Thomas Reuters, that we're taking down and putting up a smaller sign that says Force Point with their logo, similar to the Thomson Reuters one. The letters will be edge lit, plastic letters, met with LED lighting.
Yeah, so this is basically what we're looking at here.
Yes.
So you're just keeping the canopy, keeping
everything.
Yes, we're
just resurfacing it with a new face and putting the letters on and removing the Thomson Reuters.
Yeah. Not too controversial.
The other one's not lit.
thank you.
I don't know if the other one was lit or not.
It's not.
Yeah, but this is very discreet.
Reuters. They're not. Is it lit?
It was designed to be lit,
but it never
was. Lit it up.
Okay.
Yeah. If the power was there, they just never plugged it in.
Okay.
They didn't like it. Apparently,
I save mine at least. Not
yet. Yeah. All right. I mean, I don't have any problem with it. You guys are all right with it?
That's cool.
So.
You could change the back of your
420.
The only thing is that when you're directly under this, you'll be able to see the aluminum plate.
Yes.
I don't know if that would be an issue, because you'll see the back of
it. Where's the section on that? Let me just see. Here it is.
I'm fine with it either way, but it's just something to be aware of.
And I'm assuming these little protrusions and the three things, those are the lights that it's like upside to the design. It's LED, so
it's no, I don't think it's not that place.
Those are just the shadows of the framing of the windows.
Oh, all this is on the arch canopy that comes out the front of the
window. Yeah.
So the
light's bleeding around the...
Yeah, around the edge of the letters.
Yeah.
Very subtle.
Just and is that a... That's not an I-beam. That's just a flat surface.
It is actually an I-beam.
Or C-channel or something?
No, it's an I-beam that's curved around the steel structure going back to the building.
And this is the letter here in section?
This is the channel, the I-beam channel. This is the letter mounted to the panel that's on the front of it. It's an I-beam channel. It's got these thin tubes that run inside of it that the panels are screwed through the face with screw covers that hold the panel onto the tubes, which are fastened to the I-beam. And the I-beam is a big curved beam, and then it's covered with a little bit of sheeting, and then the letters are on that.
All right. One question was brought to my attention that this... You might see the lights. Would you see the light source when you're under it?
No, sir.
No. Okay.
If you were standing directly under it?
No, sir.
Okay, good. All right, that's fine.
This is a sample of the light itself.
Okay.
This is just a sample. This is designed right now. This is designed to be facelit.
Yeah.
The sides are all blocked out. In this case, the face is going to be blocked out with the stainless steel, and then the sides will be light, and the light just emanates from the sides. You know, that's what you see. That's exact.
So it'll be a white translucent panel on the sides and black
and
opaque.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. All right. So I mean I just don't see problems with it. If you guys want to make a motion and we can get them out of here.
I would move that we accept the application as presented.
Second?
I will second.
All right. Commissioner Karoff.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
And Chair votes yes.
Thank
thanks.
You.
Yeah, thanks for
sorry.
Thanks for
no.
hanging.
Sorry.
And Bruins don't start till what, 7:30?
You've got plenty of time.
Paul, I'll send you this first thing tomorrow morning so that you guys can do whatever you have to do, right. Okay?
Thank you, Nick.
All right.
Thank you very much. Yeah. So, I'm sure
just an offer. This is a customer briefing center for us, so we'll be having executives from around the world come and see what we do for cybersecurity. If any of you ever want to come down and see it firsthand, I would love to host you.
Yeah.
Thanks
right.
very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Welcome back.
Thanks
a lot.
Is the next applicant here? Is that, are you?
Yeah,
that's
me.
Let me just read it in then. All right. Next is application 19.992. That's 374 Congress Street regarding the proposed work is an app business. Entrance, install canopy and signage, install patio area pavers, planters, lighting, and dining furniture. So, introduce as usual. And
yep.
Bill Whitlock. These things here. The bigger ones.
You get a lot of them.
So, the beginning part is what we've presented many times before. I feel like we're broken record here, but you guys are familiar with the building at the end of Congress Street in Boston Woodrow.
And next door neighbors.
Yeah, and Bill, just real quick. So this is a significantly scaled back proposal than what we originally saw. So.
Yeah, originally we had a covered structure. Covered structure has given way to a patio. Open patio sits right next to six taps. We're planning on using concrete pavers on the, which is now currently just an asphalt bottomed lake. And so there is an irrigation system. Bowler Engineering is working with us right now to develop an irrigation system and all sorts of ways of dealing with water issues there and helping us do conservation. All those fun stuff. So they're using a little of that. So what they're looking at right now is a very simple concrete paved patio with some Tucci umbrellas in a pink color. Perimeter planters with reclaimed lumber, low planters. At the edge where there's a slight grade change as we level out the patio. That slight grade change will be picked up with a granite band, not dissimilar to what Pink Top or to what City Tap has. And above the awnings, we have festoon kind of lights on rope. Again, similar to what's at City Tap, although we want to use colored lamps, and they would be on poles at the perimeter. To hold them, and then there is a canopy that extends out from the entryway to give some weather protection over the entry. So that's that last image you see there, which is done in a very kind of exposed muscular steel structure to evoke kind of bridges and some of the architecture around in the area. So it's a little vestige of the old scheme that they're still moving forward there, just in the entryway. There's one signage component which moves from the side of the building, which would land on the canopy.
And these poles here are what?
They're steel poles that are that will be footings in the ground.
I mean, do you know the size approximately? It's like 4 inches or something, or what?
Yes, they should be 4 inches.
At least, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, what the idea is that it's. These things that go back, there's a second set of poles.
Right, so this is the
proud of the building.
So what they're currently showing is that they're poles at the perimeter, and they were attaching to the structure itself and to the grout joints the masonry joints. If it was decided that that was inappropriate and they needed to have poles, we could absolutely put poles at the edge of the building as well.
All right, because this is showing poles at the building.
At the inside of the building?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah,
you're right. They are.
So they're going.
You can
back
tell I didn't prepare this drawing.
Some eye. They're going back to some eye or something on,
yes.
on the building.
Well, or it, so. I mean, I quite frankly, I would have done it that way, but evidently, I didn't do their drawing very closely. Yes. So they're because and they didn't show it in the plan. They just showed it in the elevation or the perspective. So I haven't noticed it there. I would say they're open to either, since they've shown both. I think it's a simpler detail than attaching the building.
And do you think that the so there's an I-beam on the canopy here.
Yes.
The I-beam sort of members that go back.
Yep.
And then the columns.
Yep. The columns are W's as well. I-beams as well. Okay. Yep.
Would that also be what you would envision for these?
Right now, they're just perceived as poles, cylindrical poles. I think that's a really an interesting idea to have them be I sections. That just has a little more guts to it, a little more interest.
I don't disagree.
Yeah.
Kind of afterthought, like, oh, 60 poles here.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it's clearly it's just there, you know, the hole of the lights, and not very well. You know, I get concerned. That's a really good idea.
All right. And then what, in the winter, are these lights come down or they stay up?
The lights would stay up. They're, typically done in LEDs now, so they'd be able to stay up. But obviously, Boston, you can't use your outdoor patio.
So first. Yeah. And then the planters are butted up right against the back of the curb, how these are. And then the pavers, I'm glad you see this sort of cobble-like.
Yes.
And I would even say, pattern-wise, the simpler the better.
They showed out. They want to just do a running bond.
Yeah, I would say that would be simpler. I mean, that's kind of more what the district would have had.
Yes.
And so that is going to be all underneath your canopy?
Yes, that's going to basically be the whole, basically from the sidewalk in, it will be that material with the exception of the granite.
There's your sort of running bond.
Yes.
Yeah, that looks a little bit dressier. That looks like granite almost.
Yeah. This isn't really the material isn't.
No, it's going to be like this. Scale.
Yeah, it's
a smaller scale. And yeah. It's a little rougher.
And I think that's what City Tap has.
Is it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, I like that. I think that's fine. And the umbrellas look good. They look sturdy. They're going to be embedded in the pavement.
They'll be embedded in the paving, as is the. I didn't mention the heaters.
The heats
can be embedded in the paving as well. We have a detail so that those can be removed.
Okay. Hey, this is much much different from what was proposed for sure, and I think it was somewhat controversial with the people that lived in the neighborhood.
Yep.
They had some issues with it, but.
It opens all the space.
And you can see the building perfectly and all that, so it's good.
I think a couple of comments. One would be there's a lot of pink talk over there. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Yeah.
Thank you.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
I told them ahead of time. I said, be prepared. For my druthers, all the pink tacos that are down low on the planters are worthless.
They're painted.
What's that?
I think they're painted. Like, they're just
stenciled
or something.
I told them that in my my opinion, you should just lose those. And they said, well, they're on the rendering. I'm like, okay, whatever. But I don't think they contribute anything in terms to the process. And quite frankly, I'm not sure.
Your umbrellas will have it, right? Your umbrellas have the name on it, it looks like, so
yeah.
You'll still be able to... Yeah, I would say, I just think it would look better, especially in the winter. I just want to make sure that what you're proposing for plantings is going to be well cared for and all that, so...
Yes, I'm not... the gardener in the family. Fortunately, we have beautiful gardens, but it has nothing to do with me. I'm a weeder, not a gardener. And I'm I suspect that the plants that they've selected will grow here, so I recommend that they hire a group that is knowledgeable to help them out.
Yeah.
Succulents bust.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't think that's going to work.
I mean, it should have a... Yeah, I don't know. We don't really get too much into specifying plants, but yeah, in the weeds, I guess just keep it simple and maybe grasses.
So there's a picture of what's next door, which is
Yeah, it's like a lot of little mini Christmas.
Little conifers or something.
Well, they unfortunately tend to grow well, but it's that's not very inspiring.
But you tell us because when you plant a planter that's 18 inches high and it's this little foot cube of soil in the winter around here, virtually anything you put in there is going to be dead.
Yeah, because it freezes too.
So it's almost like a seasonal thing, right?
Yeah.
With the exception of the kind of hedgerow at the end that they want to do to separate themselves from city top.
So that's what that is.
That's an interesting piece as well. I'm not quite sure how you can get that height. I feel like you need a structure.
Well, I was going to say, there are places that have like a metal cage, and then they grow things and vines that crawl, or like a chronomy hydrangea and stuff. There's what's that restaurant in South End has that
vines.
On the corner of Harrison and West Dedham, that new building, that's the Southern
Proper's.
Yeah, they have that same idea
of
planters with sort of a cage that stuff grows in.
I think that's a really good idea.
And that'll give you the height. And I think, there are some plants that will be able to tolerate that freeze thaw. That's what kills them, is it freezes and then it thaws, and then the plants think, oh, it's spring, and it's not. It gets frozen again, and then they just die. So. So just bear in mind that our preference is not to see dead, empty planters. So it'd be nice to, if in the winter you can keep it with something, greens, I don't know. But you'll figure it out. But and not too flowery either. I guess that's what we also don't,
The plantings are regulated by us, though. So we would need a planting plan.
Oh, all right. I didn't realize that.
If you want to submit it to me, and then I can run it by you.
Yeah, I think that's the way to do it if you want.
I think I'd welcome that because I literally just that email yesterday saying, really, guys, let's think about these plants. I don't know much about them.
All right, I'd be happy to look at it.
So just for clarity, this was previously it's on here, but that's previously approved.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was not.
But we had a sign that was
on the front.
Something that was. Can you remind me?
Yeah, it was on this surface against the building, and so now we're pulling it out and turning it. So. Okay.
It's effectively, I'm just trying to recall, the same. General design?
I think the notion was to literally use the same sign if it was phased, because originally we thought this was going to be a phased design, because we thought we were going to we weren't going to have anything out here before we opened. And so this was going to be, we were going to have to come back, and then, so we're going to put the sign on there, and take it off, build what we wanted, put the sign back on. So it's the same sign relocated. I'm just curious, so now you've got two signs that are looking at the Boston Mills Road. Right. Actually, that's more towards Congress.
Yes, it's Congress.
About Congress. Yeah. Well, yeah. Okay, so there's actually...
So you got...
In essence,
two signs.
Yeah, Boston North.
You wouldn't want to have one sign, this guy, still, to get the Congress for viewers, and then put this back, facing...
Wasn't this one?
It was 45.
It's out of 45. Yep.
Yeah.
So this might not be thinking about that.
You're getting, that's true. I was thinking
it's the ground's the point of the...
It is pretty pink. And the pink is going to...
I don't mind this. It's just I would even think it'd be okay to put it up here if you wanted it on the edge.
The facing edge.
Even it was up on the edge of the roof, you know, but it's up to you. I mean, either way, it's fine.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. But I think we're more or less in agreement with all the pink tacos and the planters.
Yeah.
Disappear.
Yeah.
Would they... I'm trying not to hate the pink, but and the pink is the pink's a logo. I understand all that.
Right.
But it feels with the umbrellas, which are pretty massive.
Yes.
I mean, they're probably what, 8 or 10 feet a piece or something.
Yes.
Right? I mean, that's a lot of. It's going to be like sort of this sea of pink, and I'm just wondering if they would ever entertain doing the same umbrellas, even with the names on them, but maybe not in their logo, like some more neutral color or non-color, maybe more to the point. It's a lot.
How about reversing them? You know, the sign
black, black would think?
Yeah.
That would
be sound.
Like split the degrees, difference a little maybe. Bit.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Because, yeah. I mean, you know, this guy is sort of what they're going for here. But the letters are pink, and the
right.
Umbrella itself is black.
Yeah. I can't remember.
Want to make sure that you
have so you're some, suggesting that the umbrella fabric be black with the letters
black
be pink.
And pink or something, like just you know, it would be very visible still.
Yeah,
it might be a little more in keeping with the neighborhood toned.
Yeah, because if you look at the plan view, I mean, these are going to be, it's a double row here, two of them, right? 2, 4, 6, 8, 9, I guess, and then two small ones over here. Yeah, I mean, is that something that you think that would work?
I mean, quite frankly, I think if you're going to have that lighting overhead, I think having a black backdrop for them would be pretty sharp.
Yeah. And then the letters would be pink.
And then you get the pop-up.
Yeah, then that would just make them really pop out, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that would look good. All right.
Can I just make one observation, just
yes.
for your consideration? So CityTap has a very similar lights, but they're white. So you're going to have the colored mm-hmm. lights and then the white lights.
Just yeah, I mean, I didn't know that, but I'm just trying to think. Maybe it's okay to have a distinction. They're two different places. I mean, I don't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, it's kind of those.
I don't mind you guys if you feel you want colors. It's going to... Is that your only light source out here then, too, these overheads?
Yes.
Yeah.
There's quite a bit of street
lights. Yeah,
there's no lack of light down there.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, I'm not that opposed to it. I think, especially if you tame down the umbrellas mm-hmm. to black with pink letters, I think maybe the colors will be okay. You know,
okay.
It's festive, but it'll be fine. All right.
Where are the gas? Are these the gas there?
Yes.
So these?
They're showing them in a... there was
some
slightly...
Some of them are being shown probably where they can't be. Right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Like under umbrellas?
Yeah.
They actually had an idea that they would... They have this the junction box, in essence, a gas junction box. It's a pretty cool product. I've never seen it before. And it would allow you to have multiple points.
Oh.
And you can
move them around?
And you can, not
every day.
Not every day, but you would have possible different points to be able to move them to. So I had never seen that before.
Interesting. What, the heaters?
Yeah.
Little box for the... I wish I'd known about that.
Oh, that's all below grade. Is this what?
Yeah.
And the tank
goes
below.
So you set all that up underneath.
It's not a tank. It's piped.
Oh, it's piped.
Yeah,
it's piped. But it's kind of like having a quick disconnect, but it's done in a very mechanical way under grade, which I thought was pretty sharp. Because the city's been asking us to have these things be removable but permanent fixed. It's like...
The chairs are nice. I like these too. That would be good for the chairs. All right. Unless you guys have other comments, I think we
can. The only other would be a question, operational question. So stuff like furnishings in the winter, we always ask this. So is the assumption that that will be taken away and stored?
I can't answer operational questions, but I can tell you just as a practical matter, has to be, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's
I can definitely tell them that.
everyone,
storage space. Absolutely.
How is trash handled here? Is it all in the back or something?
It's through the restaurant on the opposite side of the building.
Maybe is that through here or something?
You go through here, and there's a dock right over on the side.
All right. And then your front door, I know we had that whole thing. Is that still staying the same?
That was approved, yes.
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Okay. Yes. Good.
I have public comment.
No public comment.
Well, no, I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, you have public comment letters. Okay.
Yeah, so Sarah McCammon from the Fort Point Channel Neighborhood Association had a question. She had the same comment about the planters, the logos on the planters. She thought it was too much. She thinks that the lighting, the Christmas style lights, was out of character with the neighborhood. She had a question about the entry and exit. Would it only be through the restaurant? Would there be any entry or exit way?
I don't think you're allowed to do that.
Yeah, I don't think you can penetrate here.
Because of liquor control.
Right. Okay, I'll let her know. And that's it.
Okay. All right. If somebody wants to form a motion.
I'll move to approve the application as presented with the proviso that the logos on the planters all go away.
And the umbrella and color.
That suggestion about the cage for the screening.
Hydro
kind of.
It could be part of a planting plan.
Yeah, because that's going to come back, right?
The planting plan would be submitted to Nick, and then we'll look at it, or I'll take a look at it. We didn't really.
The poles holding the lights up would be square.
Or I-beam.
Or I-beam. Yeah. Smaller.
It doesn't have to. The items don't have to be the same size necessarily. I think smaller, but I think the I-beam would make a more consistent look. And then
the umbrellas will sort of reverse the color pattern. Black umbrella with pink logos.
Yeah. And I guess that's it. Mm-hmm. Right. All right. Second. All right. So. We'll go again. Commissioner Rohde?
Yes.
Karoff?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. So,
excellent.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Meet again.
Yeah. When is this supposed to open?
Well, we ran into some issues. The first floor was like sinking into the earth, and so they needed to do all sorts of remediation to the slab. Slow the process down. They're under construction. They are aiming for something.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right. Good luck.
Neighborhood. Is this neighborhood filled in yet?
All right. One admin.
Oh, what was I looking at?
Trillium had an issue with their foundation too. Like horrible.
The art building. Their stuff is flooding all the time now, too. So that would be the name of it.
All right. So where's the administrator? Okay. All right. This is the one administrative application that was approved by the staff, and our vote would be to accept their findings. Application number 19.943. It's at 345 A Street. At street level, facing A Street, installing a small concrete pad over the existing gravel area. So the motion would be to accept the acceptance of this application.
445A.
Yeah, so you know how there's the overpass there?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and that whole gravel section mm-hmm. next to that?
They just want to pave it over.
Yeah,
yeah.
Safer.
Okay, so if that would be the motion to accept, and if I have a second?
I will second that.
All right. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? None. All right. And what was it? I thought we had something with the
21 Wormwood.
Yeah.
They pulled their application. They didn't want to bother with it.
Oh. Okay.
They called in the next day. They're like, I don't even want to bother. So I signed off on their thing, interior stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and then we have to do the ratification of the minutes from March 14. Do I have a motion to accept those?
Move to accept the minutes from March 14.
Okay, second.
That's
2019,
by the way.
Was it the 19th?
It's 2018.
Where? Wait a minute. I have 14 here.
No.
I have
March 14.
Yeah. No, March 14, 2019?
I don't have it there.
Oh. Thanks, Tom.
Oh, yeah, we're a
nerd. Well, you
know, they are the nerds. They just posted it a year ago. I mean, time is flying in my life, but yeah, that would not go that fast.
All right, so we had a second?
Yes, you have a second.
Okay. So all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right, is that it?
That's it. No staff updates.
Okay, so meeting or motion to adjourn.
I
don't know.
Yes, I would move to the meeting.
Okay, second.